You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
A very good morning, boys and girls. Oh, a little bit croaky this morning, but good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to Friday, what do we say? TGIF, Friday the 10th of February. Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Call FM. And I'm going to be with you from now, which is just all coming up for a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be here until 10 this morning, keeping you entertained. A couple of birthdays relevant to today's date, the 10th of February. We've got a gentleman called Sir John Suckling, who was born back in 1609, an English poet and also the supposed inventor of the card game cribbage. You've played that. I used to play that. My granny. He's best known for his poem, Ballad Upon a Wedding. And a quick one, 1846, Ira Remsen was an American chemist who, along with Constantine Fahlberg, discovered the artificial sweetener, saccharin. So there you go. How sweet is that?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You.
Well, we're 6 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Bring us in this morning, this Friday morning. That was Hold Me from Fleetwood Mac. And, that was the first track, if I remember right. It was released from the album, which was called Mirage. And the 13th album, by the way, by the band. And Lindsay Buckingham was the main producer of that, together with Richard Dashut and Ken Callett, together with Christine McVie as well on that. And Buckingham and Christine V were doing the lead vocals. What have we got for you on this Friday morning? Well, I tell you, we've got plenty of great music, so we're going to continue with that, and I'll tell you what else we're going to be doing in a few minutes.
You left a mark in my mind that I never could erase. Took a piece from my heart that nobody could replace. Nobody could replace you. You are the eye in the storm. You're the piece that shines.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, I've been looking real hard and I'm trying to find a job, but it just kept getting
There we go, yes. So the last one, Rock and Rockin' Me, and that is the Steve Miller Band. Keep an eye on the time, 4.5 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And let's see what we got lined up for you during the course of this morning. Well, being a Friday, yes, it's a music day. We've got plenty of music going right through till 7. Bottom of the hour, 7.30, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for today, and also some of the business news. 8 o'clock, top of the hour, some of the local news for you. And also, Friday, what do we do? Oh, we do our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, don't we, with Ingrid. That's going to be around about 20 past 8, thereabouts. And what, where and when with Yasmin. Happy to say she's back with us this morning. Feeling a bit better. She's wearing a mask. And let me see. This, we're going to be what, where and winning. We've got, of course, Pedro Mandinga. We've got our little salsa segment. And that's going to be around about 9:15, 9:20. We're all very accurate here, aren't we? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do it a couple of, about a minute or so early this morning. What, are we, what do you mean? What are you going to do? We're going to do this. We're going to put you in the shower. Get you ready for today. Well, for the weekend as well. You have a shower now. You won't need one again till Monday. And let me see. What have I got? I got Tara Kemp. Who remembers Tara Kemp? This one. Piece of My Heart. There we go, yes, in the shower with you this morning, Tara Kemp. and peace of my heart. If you are keeping on time, 17 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, let me see what we're going to do. We're going to take a look around because the news is always depressing, isn't it? So what we're going to be doing, I'm digging out some good news stories for you this morning. What we call antidepressants. You're going to need quite a few of those, I think. Wasted days and wasted nights.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me? Should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
And there we go, yes, Freddie Fender and Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. And that comes from, believe it or not, they think it's under a description of music called Swamp Pop. Swamp Pop Idioms, what they reckon that is. And this is from South Louisiana and Southeast Texas. And, well, that had such a major musical impact on Mr. Fender. So he wasted his days and wasted his nights. I found a good news story as well. I'm going to give it to you a little bit later on because we've got plenty more to come. Maroon 5.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't take it. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. No, 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 no.
love you. Oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, I'm glad you got someone new. Yeah, I see but don't believe it, even in my head, just in my bed, maybe I'm just a fool.
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make it better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let down for you cause you put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind. We gon' let the past be. Maybe it is right now, but your body still.
I don't wanna know. No, no, no. Who's taking you home?
There we go, Maroon 5 and Don't Wanna Know. And 24 after the hour of 7 o'clock, let's say some good mornings, shall we? Let's say good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning, always with us, bright and breezy in the mornings is Mary Lou. And also to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. It must be about tea time now, Renee over there. They've had a bit more snow, I think. And also to Paul Dixon over there in South London, and Maria, good morning to you guys. Hope you're going to have an absolutely great Friday. Mind you, they're always sort of halfway through their day already. Tell me, how's it going to turn out? Okay, take us to the bottom of the hour. All I Want. And we're almost exactly 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Finally, I've never been alone.
There we go. That's it. All I want from Jero. Time on the Breakfast Show, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. And well, it's time for us to take a little break, and then we'll take a look at what's happening in the big outside world today with some of the international news. We'll take a look at some of the business happenings as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you on this Friday morning, exactly 7:30 in the morning. Russia has unleashed a new wave of missile strikes on energy infrastructure across Ukraine on Friday, causing power outages, restricting water supplies, and prompting new calls by Kiev for Western arms. At least 17 missiles hit the southeastern city of Zaporizhzhia. This was in an hour, and the heaviest attack since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of last year, local officials have said. And two Russian missiles crossed into Romania and Moldovan airspace, apparently, before entering Ukraine on Friday, the top Ukrainian general has said. Valery Zaluzhny, commander-in-chief of the Ukraine Armed Forces, said that two caliber missiles launched from the Black Sea had entered Moldovan airspace, then flew into Romanian airspace before entering Ukraine. Reuters could not immediately verify the statement, and Russia, well, they didn't immediately comment on it. And Belarus on Friday slammed the decision by Poland to close a border checkpoint between the two countries as catastrophic, saying it could lead to a collapse on both sides of the border. Poland said on Thursday, citing security concerns, it would close a key border crossing into Belarus, and Bob Rotnicki stating at midday local time, and that was on Friday, driving already hostile relations between the two countries to a new low. Rescue crews, they pulled several people now from the rubble of collapsed buildings during the night, including a 10-year-old boy saved with his mother 4 days after a huge earthquake wrought to death and destruction across southern Turkey and northwest Syria. The confirmed death toll from the deadliest quake in the region in decades stood at 21,000 in both countries on Friday morning. Hundreds of thousands more people have been left homeless and short of food in bleak winter conditions, desperate for a multinational relief effort to alleviate their suffering. Brazil has bowed to U.S. pressure and declined an Iranian request. This was for two of its warships to dock in Rio de Janeiro at a time when Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was planning his trip to Washington to meet U.S. leader Joe Biden. And this is according to sources, and Brazil's decision is representing a gesture for closer ties with the Biden administration after U.S.-Brazil relations soured under Lula's far-right predecessor, Jair Bolsonaro. Yahoo said on Thursday it plans to lay off more than 20% of its total workforce as part of a major restructuring of its ad tech division. The cuts will impact nearly 50% of Yahoo's ad tech employees by the end of this year, including nearly 1,000 employees this week, said the company. Yahoo, which is owned by private equity firm Apollo Global Management, since a $5 billion buyout in 2021, added that the move would enable the company to narrow its focus and investment on its flagship ad business called DSP, or Demand Side Platform. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates believes that ChatGPT, a chatbot that gives strikingly human-like responses to user queries, is as significant as the invention of the Internet. Now, he told German Business Daily, this is Handelsblatt in an interview published on Friday. Until now, artificial intelligence could read and write, but could not understand the content. The new program, like ChatGPT, will make many office jobs more efficient by helping to write invoices or letters, and this will change our world, he said, in comments published in Germany while he was there. Right now, moving on to stocks. European stocks fell in early trading on Friday as investors fretted about the impact of rapid interest rate hikes on growth, while the yen surged on reports that academic Kazuo Ueda, who is likely to be appointed Japan's next central bank governor. Asian stocks were heading for a second weekly loss, while the MSCI World Equity Index was down 0.3% on the day. This was at 9:24 GMT, on track for its worst week since December, it says here. European stocks 600 was down 0.6%, while London's FTSE 100 was down 0.2%. Oil prices jumped more than 2% on Friday, heading for weekly gains as Russia announced plans to reduce oil production. This is next month, after the West imposed price caps on the country's oil and oil products. Brent crude futures, that rose $2.17, or 2.57%, to $86.67 a barrel by 0900 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were up $2.01, or 2.57%, at $80.07. Both contracts were on course for weekly gains above 8%. And Britain's economy showed zero growth in the final 3 months of 2022, enough for it to avoid entering a recession for now that faces tough prospects in 2023 as households continue to wrestle with double-digit inflation. And that's it. There we go. Let's look at some of the things happening in the world and in the business world as well here on this morning's Breakfast Show. 89.3 Cool FM.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love.
Baby, gonna
to me. Tell me how I'm gonna get it. I'm ready for your baby, ready for your loving. Don't make me wait, cause I really need to get it. Together and we're easy gonna solve it.
With Jerry D.
I like your attitude, you too fly. She been talking to her friends, talking about the new guy. Talking about the money that I'm spending. I got vision, so you winning. Body fine, need a mitten. If I fuck up, then forgiving. I was dead on relationships, you made me feel like living. I'ma stand on a bending, cause I got multi-million plans for us all to survive. All I need for you to do is never fold and don't lie. I felt like you was the one when I had looked in your eyes. Open the door, she seen a ghost, and we should go take a ride. Doing the most, don't ever post, don't let them see what we got. We on the boat, enjoy the coast, she let me get right inside. This shit new to me, I never show nobody this side.
This might be my
There we go, that's Calvin Harris featuring there Normani, Tin Ash and Offset. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 before 8 o'clock. And that is called New to You. Right, some requests to get through. I'll tell you what, where we're going right now. We're going to go over to Puerto Morelos in Mexico. And good morning. This is to Rurina and Phil. Good morning to you guys. Hope you're having a great time. I know they're coming to Panama after they've been to Mexico. And they say, Buenos dias, amigos, from Puerto Morelos in Mexico. Hope everyone is well. You asked if we could play a song called Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Just heard it yesterday, and I liked it. Rurina and Phil. And, well, if you liked it, I think we'll enjoy it as well. Flowers.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Tell you, well, that's a nice choice. Rowena and Phil there, thank you. And look forward to seeing you when you get over here. to Panama. And now let's move, shall we, from Mexico back to Athens in Greece with Renee and Rick this morning. It says, good Friday morning, TGIF, everybody. The week seems to fly by. Oh, tell me about that one. Snow and all, house is clean from top to bottom. And my freezer bloomed more blooms, even in the snow. It's exciting, though, when you can watch the flowers bloom, isn't it? if you've got time for two in a row, could you please play Prince with Purple Rain and Let's Go Crazy? And I say to everybody, have a great weekend.
Purple rain. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Dr. Everything will be alright.
And there we go. That's two in a row. That's going out to Renee and Rick this morning. Dad's very good. All the housework done. Have the weekend off now. Right, take us up to the top of the hour. Take a deep breath and relax. This is Heart and These Dreams.
Of the head moving in the trees.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Say yes. My mama always said life's better when you say yes. All you can do is dare to do your best. When your hand is on your heart and it's beating out your chest, you know you're blessed. She said, I don't wanna feel like sitting down. Feels like both my feet are stuck to the ground. Every day I get a little more left out, but it don't get me down. No, it don't get me down, 'cause I'm not getting any younger. Oh no, some new kid's trying to steal my thunder. Oh no, but I would never take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back to the stalkers in my heart. I'm still a youngster. Say no. My daddy always said, don't sweat it when they say no. There's so much more to you than you will ever know. Hold on to your dreams, don't ever let them go. It's your show. She said, I don't wanna feel like sitting down. Feels like both my feet are stuck to the ground. Don't get me down, 'cause I'm not.
Still a youngster. Sometimes I face
What? That's a good one. Getting older, isn't he? Mr. James Blunt there, or Captain James Blunt, as he was a captain in the British Army in Kosovo when that conflict was on. He would walk around carrying his rifle and his guitar. Morrissey, and every day is like Sunday. It won't be long, will it? By the way, I want to give a shout out right now to the boys and girls out there at the Gamboa Rainforest Reserve. We were there with a group yesterday. We had a wonderful time. We were well looked after. And Mayuli, and I can't remember the gentleman's name. I am sorry. So the looks after the restaurants, listens to the program here on The Breakfast Show. Nice to know you're out there. Really is. It's lovely when I go out because, oh, yes, I listen to you in the mornings. I want you to come and say hello. Thank you. Come and say hello anytime, anybody. We always like to say hello. Hello. But they did. We had an absolutely wonderful time yesterday out there. When at last I actually got to see the Sloth Sanctuary. And we did the tram ride, and some of the others did the Gatun Explorer a little trip. Went out to see the monkeys at Monkey Island. So, yeah, good times had by all. Big thanks to all the boys and girls out there at the Gamboa Rainforest Reserve. Much appreciated. 19 minutes right now, and that is after the hour of... That's after the hour of 8 o'clock, of course, here on this morning's breakfast show.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I'm just getting ready, getting started. Here we go. I have some very fun facts. Let's see. Did you know that the world's oldest wooden wheel has been around for more than 5,000 years? It was found in 2002, approximately 12 miles south of Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia, and is now housed in the city's museum. Radiocarbon dating back determined the wheel's age, which is somewhere between 5,100 and 5,350 years old. Did you know that there's an interesting science fact for you? According to researchers at Imperial College London, humans shed around 200 million skin cells each hour, and they have to go somewhere when they're indoors. And if the idea of skin dust isn't sitting well with you, you should know that a report of the American Chemical Society found that a skin oil called squalene naturally helps reduce the indoor ozone levels up to 5%. That's a lot of skin dust floating around your house. Did you know? Not only does Sudan have more pyramids than Egypt, but the numbers aren't even close. While 138 pyramids have been discovered in Egypt, Sudan boasts around 255. Did you know that the bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal? Weighing in at 0.05 to 0.07 ounces, with a head-to-body length of 1.14 to 1.29 inches and a wingspan of 5.1 to 5.7. That's a lot of numbers. It's tiny. The bumblebee bat, also known as the Kiwi's hog-nosed bat, is the smallest mammal in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. To see this tiny bat for yourselves, you have to visit one of very few select limestone caves in the Kawanawi River in the Kachabalabalabalabala province in southwest Thailand. There are more of these earthy, tiny creatures that play a big role in our environment. No, I don't think those are the ones that gave us COVID. Did you know that the circulatory system of a body is more than 60,000 miles long? I don't know what that is in kilometers, but it's a long lot. Okay. If a child's entire circulatory system, now we're talking veins, arteries, and capillaries, were laid out flat, it would stretch for more than 60,000 miles, according to the Franklin Institute. By the time we reach adulthood, our bodies have become so home to approximately 100,000 miles of blood vessels. That's just one of the mind-blowing facts. I'm not making it up. I have proof. Every bit of this has been researched. Did you know there are parts of Africa in all four hemispheres? For those people whose education was largely focused on the Western world, it may be surprising to find out exactly how huge the continent of Africa is. For instance, it spans on all four hemispheres and covers nearly 12 million square miles. Man, the picture I saw of that was amazing. It's true. I saw all four hemispheres right there. It was a great map. Did you know the cornea is the only part, two parts of the human body without blood vessels? Remember that 100,000 blood vessels? Well, they're not in the cornea. The cornea is clear part of the eye that covers the pupil and other parts of the eye. Cartilage and the cornea are the only types of tissue in the human body that do not contain blood vessels, according to scientists at Harvard Medical. And we know that Harvard Medical, like, is, you know, top of the world. Okay. Speaking of the world, did you know that the world's first animated feature film was made in Argentina? Even if you know a lot of Disney trivia, you might assume that the honor of the first animated feature film belongs to Walt Disney, 1937 movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But 20 years earlier, a full-length animated feature film was made in Argentina. It was a political satire called El Apostal, which made up of 58,000 drawings and had a running time of 70 minutes. Again, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. I research all this stuff, I tell you. Did you know that German chocolate cake was invented in Texas? Oh, my heart be still. The German part of the German chocolate cakes come from an American man, not a European country. Specifically, it's named after Sam German, who in 1852 created the formula for a mild dark baking chocolate bar for Baker's Chocolate Company, which was subsequently named Barker's German Sweet Chocolate. Fast forward to June 13th, 1957. The Dallas Morning Star published the recipe for the cake, invented and submitted by a reader identified as Mrs. George Clay, according to What's Cooking America. I don't make this stuff up. Did you know that the Philippines consists of 7,641 islands? The Philippines is an archipelago, which means it's made up of a group of islands. We have one here also out in San Blas, but this 7,641 islands to be exact. Now, that figure doesn't include the thousands of sandbars and other landforms that emerge during low tide. Imagine, even more. Did you know that a one-way trip on the Trans-Siberian Railroad involves crossing 3,901 bridges? Not only is the Trans-Siberian Railroad the longest railroad in Russia, it's also the longest one in the world. The journey takes 7 days, which time the passengers pass through like 8 different time zones and cross 3,901 bridges. I can't read my own writing. Did you know there's enough gold inside of the earth to coat the planet? Woohoo! I'm going to be gold plated. Turns out there's quite a bit of gold on, or really in, our planet. 99% of the precious metal can be found in the earth's core. That's why they were digging. Discover Magazine had reported. Well, how much is in there? Enough to coat the entire surface of the earth in 1.5 feet of gold. Oh, bring me to the surface, baby. Come on. Did you know the brand name Spam is a combination of spice and ham? This is one of those interesting facts that probably you thought you knew, but actually didn't. Contrary to American mythology, Spam is not an acronym for scientifically processed animal matter or shoulder of pork and ham. It's not. It's spice and ham. Did you know it takes a drop of water 90 days to travel the entire Mississippi River? M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, yep, that's the one. Spanning 2,340 miles, that Mississippi River is the third largest watershed in the world. That's one long stretch of water. So long, in fact, that it takes one drop of water approximately 90 days to travel the entire length. I wonder how they did that. Did they, like, put a little dropper in there and try to number it or name it? I don't know how people measure that, but somehow they have. And we want to make sure we offend everyone on this Freaky Friday fun facts. Japan has one vending machine for every 40 people. Japan is thought to have one of the highest densities of vending machines in the world, with one for every 40 people in the country. While most sell various types of beverages, other features ice cream, noodles, and disposable cameras. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's a no-no. That's people saying, you know, that, why do everyone always think they have cameras? That's just me. Okay, and our last Freaky Friday fun facts. And I know every one of you are going to go out and try this as soon as I tell you about it. Lemons float, limes sink. It's true, because limes are denser than lemons. They drop to the bottom of a glass, while lemons float at the top. Out of all these random fun facts, this one's been in front of our faces, well, I mean, in our glasses this whole time. And I'm sure almost each and every one of you are going to go out there and test those lemons and limes. All right, this has been your Freaky Friday fun facts, an amazing list of it's just a cornucopia of a nonsense that I just dig up just because I like reading and I like learning new things. So, you all have a wonderful weekend. Hey, next week is Valentine's Day, so don't forget to get your sweetie a little bit of chocolate and something pretty and nice and tell him you love him all the time. And my mother's birthday is next week, so on the 15th, I want you all to sing happy birthday to my mom. I'll make sure I sing a little bit for you on her 90th birthday. And then I'll send it to her, and she'll probably go, why'd you do that? Okay. All right, so you all be safe. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and back to you in the studio.
And there we go, that's REO Speedwagon, Wheels Are Turning. That was one of our first freaky fun facts for Friday, wasn't it, from Ingrid there? That was finding that the first wheel, 5,000 years old. If it's lasted that long, certainly didn't have our roads, did it? There we go, big thanks to Ingrid there, giving us facts from where? Well, from where? All over the world, of course. And this is Lionel Richie. All around the world. Richie and All Around the World. Right here on Reaper, we are keeping on the time. We're 23 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smooth this place on your radar. Now, I was just looking because I said what I would do is try and take a look around, see if I could find basically any good news stories out there. There are a few. You do get a few out there. okay, here's one. A couple that met chance encounter, in fact, on a plane. If Vicky Moretz and Graham Kidner hadn't booked standby tickets for a World Airways flight from Washington, D.C. to London and snagged the last seats on the plane, they wouldn't have spent the last 40 years married. When you think back, all the things that had to line up for us to meet is incredible, Graham told CNN Travel. One slight change of plans and we never would have met. It was meant to be. In early 1982, Vicky and her friend were heading to England for work for a work-study program. While Graham was returning home after travelling through the United States, they were thrilled to get the last three seats on the plane, all in one row, and became fast friends. Graham took the Americans on a whirlwind tour of London, and before he had to head north to his home, he took a picture with Vicky, their arms around each other. They had an instant connection. And when Graham visited a few weeks later, by the end of that evening, they were holding hands. Vicky said, "Now that was March the 6th, and then we were engaged on July the 4th and married on the 28th of December. They now live in the United States, where they raised their two children, and for their 40th wedding anniversary, their neighbour snapped a picture of them, recreating the photo from their first night in London. It was amazing how we met and how things turned out," Vicky told CNN Travel, adding that we're still together. That's amazing too. I like that last bit. So there we go. I mean, it's so true. I mean, I found this in my, you know, in my own life. You know, things took a big change for me. For the good, I'm happy to say. Back when I was around about 25. And working in London, and just by a chance meeting, well, not meeting, but I was actually working in the telex department, and one of the other guys had just set up a new department, and he came in, and I said, "Oh, how come you're working so late?" And he said, "Well, we're busy, you know, it's a new department, it's just me," and that. So I said, "Oh, get somebody else." Anyway, cut a long story short, I ended up applying for the job. I went from a tie-dye t-shirt to a pair of jeans to a three-piece suit, the company credit card overnight. But what if I was busy? What if I couldn't look up and say something to Les, or if I wasn't on that particular shift? It's amazing. It really is. And if I do believe in fate to a certain degree, at any rate. Things happen. And also remember that things happen for the good just as quickly as they happen for the bad. All right? That's why I said to a friend of mine once, "Look, you know, he's having a bit of bad luck." And I said, "Don't worry, look, things can change." And they did. All worked out nicely. Just sit back, relax, and, well, let life take you where it wants to.
But I'll never
There we go. That's it. Oh, Brother Beyond and The Harder I Try. As I said, don't try. Just sit back, relax, and let life take you wherever you want to go. Now, let me see. One big important announcement. And, you know, it's all very sad. But when somebody manages to get to the age of 94, that's really quite something. Especially somebody who's been so prolific in the world of music as Burt Bacharach, who passed away yesterday. And what a guy he was. I mean, he was, well, over a 30-year period, he was composing some of the best love pop songs of all time. Along with lyricist Hal David, he created music for Dusty Springfield, Tom Jones, Dionne Warwick, among others. And I've selected a few of his songs for this morning. And I tell you what, this one is a song that was released back in 1963. And this became soul legend Dionne Warwick's first top 10 single in the United States, breaking her into the mainstream while helping to unbreak listeners' hearts along the way. It was later covered over in the United Kingdom by Cilla Black, whose version turned out to be one of the biggest female chart hits in the 1960s, staying at number one for 3 weeks.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Who couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue? What am I to do every time you go away? I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Knowing
there she goes. That's the version we loved over in the UK. Well, we love both of them, don't we? But that was Cilla Black there, and Anyone Who Had a Heart. Now, a song later covered by Aretha Franklin, that's I Say a Little Prayer. This was originally a successful collaboration between Dionne Warwick, Bacharach, and David, and that was in 1966. And that's it tells the story of a woman thinking of a partner who's on his way to the Vietnam War. Aretha Franklin's version was ranked as the 117th greatest song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. The rendition by Rupert Everett and his co-stars at the end of the Julia Roberts film, My Best Friend's Wedding, is unlikely to feature on any such list, but it was entertaining nonetheless.
Say a little prayer.
Absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Oh, absolutely brilliant.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
Oh, there we go. Yes, what's new? Pussycat. I mean, that was nominated for an Oscar in 1966 for Best Original Song, and it was the theme for the comedy film of the same name, starring Peter Sellers and Peter O'Toole. Tom Jones told Rolling Stone he had mixed feelings about the track at first until his writer convinced him otherwise. I thought I'm going to punch the stuffing out of it on What's New Pussycat, said Tom Jones, and Burt Bacharach said, that's what I want. It's a crazy song for a crazy film. I have to have a voice of authority, the Welsh singer added. It's a sort of a backhanded compliment. I've got to have you, but this is the song. And that was it. So I tell you what, we can't go out of the program. A little, well, bye-bye, I guess, to Burt Bacharach without one from, of course, Dionne Warwick. When I listen to that song, well, it says the South American Getaway, but it's one of those songs to sort of imagine at the beginning of a movie. It might have been used though, but when you're driving along, so the sort of through the mountains and the roads of places like Italy and the Costa Azzurra and all these kind of places. Anyway, that is Burt Bacharach, South American Getaway, and that's you know, all I can say. I mean, 94 is a good old age, and I just like to say, you know, Burt Bacharach and the other half, Hal David. Thank you for all the treasures that you've left us. Time on The Breakfast Show. Make our way to the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, well, just hang around.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Passion in your eyes.
It's called Save the Best for Last from Vanessa Williams. Right, just remember, I want to keep reminding you about this. It is important that we are doing the census here in Panama. It started in January. It's going right through to the 8th of March. 4th of March, started on the 8th of January. So please remember, open the door to those people that are coming to do the population housing censuses, and we're counting on you, of course. Well, Panama's counting on us, literally. So there you are, and I tell you, we've already done ours here. It was completely painless. The people that came were extremely nice, and it was done quite quickly. In fact, my good lady, Christina, she sat down and did the census, and I stayed working in my studio. Nobody bothered me. I think just had to show my cedula, and that was it. Away we went. I like that. A very good morning to Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. Make me please hear the Billy Stewart cover of Summertime. There we go, that's Billy Stewart for Christopher this morning and his version of Summertime. Now, It's Friday, isn't it? And if there's one thing we love, it is a Friday. The weekend starts here, and no better way than a trip to where the Pedro Mandinga Rumbas. We've got a cocktail of two of them. You've got a cocktail of one in Via Argentina, and the other one there, of course, in the Old Town in Casco. So do go along to the one there Rumbas over the weekend. All right. And, well, you know what they do there, don't you? Throw in a bit of salsa as well. Here on The Breakfast Show is Pedro Mandinga time. That's Poruco and Papas, and tell you what, it's a remix. We probably gather that. I tell you what, Pedro Mandinga time. Well, it's the first artisanal rum, you know that, and it's the first rum in history that's been made from Raspadura. And they've got happy hours, Pedro Mandinga. They've got a happy hour every day from opening until 6 p.m. Perhaps we should ask them to open for breakfast. And don't forget, they offer distillery tours on Fridays and Saturdays. If you want more information on that, all you got to do is visit La Ranadora. It's the tongue this morning, yeah. LaRanaDorada.com tour. If you go onto there, type in the web address. You can put the www in front, LaRanaDorada.com tour, to make a booking. It's a great place. I've done it. It's brilliant. And once a month, Pedro Mandinga in Beer Argentina, they have live music. So do make sure you pop along and enjoy that. Now, funny enough, this is Hello by Mandinga. That's what it says. And it's the salsa version.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say they time's supposed to heal ya, but I'm done matching you.
Thank you.
I tell you what, that's clever. I like that. Mandinga, and that is just Hello. The salsa version. Great. Don't forget, you've got a celebration coming up, especially if it's your birthday. You can celebrate in Pedro Mandinga. They customize your experience. All you've got to do is direct message them to their Instagram account, at Pedro Mandinga, and they'll help you out. They'll get it all sorted out for you. And pop along, go along to Pedro Mandinga, say that's in the old town. Just, I'm not, never sure which is Avenida A or Avenida B. I think it might be Avenida A. As you go past the Plaza Herrera, it's on your left-hand side. Go along, do enjoy it, and try the cocktails, all right? You'll find a favourite. I've got my favourite. Pedro Mandinga Rumbas, and they, by the way, have got an amazing new one, which we tasted the other week with Gabrielle. It's a geisha coffee mix with the Pedro Mandinga. Only 300 bottles are available. You can pop along and get a bottle at either of those Rumbas. This is Rumba. This is Tom Mersch.
I know that I need you now. Key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
Lost in Paris. I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
It was over in a day. All the things I used to say, you kept to say. All the places we would go, all the songs we got to know. I know that I need you now. The key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe. The memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
Place, goddamn, got me running around in a rash race. Say grace, but I fell in love with a small waist. Let me start, yeah, right, yeah, bang, shot me in my heart and it hurt case. She's so fly like a dove, that's a dove face. Don't know what she yet now, but this ain't her birthplace. Stop, don't tell her, but it's first for
I know
birthday.
That I need you now. The key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe. But you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I know that I need you now. The key that I won't forget. But you're lost in Paris.
There we go. That's Tom Amish there and Lost in Paris, featuring Goldlink, who no doubt was having that little rap.
But you're lost in Paris.
I can't understand why they make some really good music and in the middle they've got somebody rapping. I suppose that's the thing today, is it? Probably like my princess, I don't know why he listens to the Beatles. I like that one anyway, Lost in Paris. Still to come, after the next piece of music, we've got a request from Mary Lou. Then we'll be with Yasmin for what, where and when, what's happening, where it's happening and when it's happening, so you can go out and enjoy yourself. And also, we've got a couple of tracks from Born This Day in Music. Still to come. Anyway, Mary Lou wishes everybody a great weekend, says good morning, everybody. Can you please play a song on the radio from Al Stewart. Now, here's one of my favorites. Time Passages.
It was late in the summer.
too short and the day is too fast. The things you lean on are things that don't last. Well, it's just now and then my line gets cast into these time passages. There's something back there that you left. You play.
There we go. That's Al Stewart and Time Passages. Now it's time to find out what we can be doing with your time. All right, what to do, where to do it, and when to do it with Yasmin. And let's say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
And how are we feeling today?
Better.
Good.
Better today, yes.
Yeah, you're wearing your mask.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Good girl.
So
did you just stay home and relax yesterday?
Oh, yes, during the morning, yes. In mm-hmm. the afternoon, I went to an event that I got an invitation from LiveSync.
Oh, yes.
Because they already make a collecting place, a collecting spot here in Multiplaza
uh-huh.
for recycling materials.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can bring everything. It was amazing. It's you can go in your car, it's a drive-thru,
mm-hmm.
or you can just go walking if you have a lot of stuff, so you can bring it. There's going to be somebody always helping everybody.
Yeah.
And it's open next Monday. It's going to be open.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's a next room where you can find or you can buy different stuff,
like mm-hmm.
furniture or everything for decorations made with recycling materials.
Well, that's good.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. You have to see all the things that they have there. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's all around the same area?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's in the parking lot in front of Collins.
Okay.
At Multiplaza.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's as you... I know which entrance it is then.
Mm-hmm.
But does it obstruct the entrance to the car parking at the end?
No, it's at the... It's in the back, so it doesn't matter... It doesn't affect the parking or anything.
Okay, so no. It doesn't affect...
It was a blank space that they had there.
Okay, so, but yeah, if you've got a lot of people driving in,
mm-hmm.
is it going to affect people trying to get into the... Because where I always park
mm-hmm.
when I go there is I go in that entrance right in front of Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Then I turn left and go and park uh-huh. on the underground, undercover uh-huh. down there. Is it going to affect that?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's plenty of space there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said you can even take computer stuff.
Oh, yes, electronics.
Yes, that's great. Because mm-hmm. that's sometimes difficult to get rid of. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Lala's calling you, by the way. It's all right, Lala, won't be long. So is there much happening in the way of entertainment this week?
Well, yes, as every weekend, there's a lot of things that we can do. For example, today it's the opening of the Micro Brew Fest, mm-hmm. which is at City of Knowledge. This is where the lake is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it starts today at 6 p.m. And tomorrow also you can go there and enjoy different kinds of beers.
Oh, beers. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yes. It's amazing. It's an open area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very nice. And we're going to be there today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And also tomorrow at Frank's Place, it's going to be Pat's Jazz.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As always, they have every Saturday live music
mm-hmm.
from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Frank's Place in Costa del Este. Pat's Jazz.
And they got a special for Valentine's as well, haven't they?
Oh, yes, for Valentine's, exactly, on the 14th. Mm-hmm. February 14th, they're going to have a special menu. So you can also go to their Instagram account and check it out, Frank's Place.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Can't miss it when you come off, by the way, just those that have not been there for, when you're on the Cinta Costa, not Cinta Costa, the highway out to the airport, mm-hmm. Corridor Sol, mm-hmm. When you turn off to go into Costa del Este,
mm-hmm.
stay immediately to your right, and then there's a tiny slip road just as you come around the corner, and then you turn immediately right, and you turn right again, as mm-hmm. if you're going all the way back on yourself, mm-hmm. and that's it. Frank's Place is there in the corner.
Exactly. It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget our friends from Funcincopa. They sent us an invitation to go to the concert tonight,
mm-hmm.
which is at Iglesia San Jose. This is with the gold area, the Altar de Oro.
Gold altar. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the entrance is free, but of course, they are always receiving donations, whatever
mm-hmm.
you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's today, tonight, at 7:30 p.m. at Iglesia San Jose. They're going to have musicians from different countries, because this is... there are students. It's a program for students
mm-hmm.
From here, national students and international students that are going to be playing tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Do you want to do one of your Born on This Days in music?
Uh-huh. I got two, and both of them were born the same year, 1937.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Still older than me. Good girl. Keep it up.
The first one is Don Wilson, American mm. musician, guitarist with the Benters, who had the 1960 UK number 4 single Perfidia and the 1960 US number 2 single Walk Don't Run.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Perfidia, we got that one.
Okay.
Nice. The Ventures. Thank you. There we go, that's it. Mm-hmm. There we are, Perfidia and the Ventures.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Right, what else have we got yet? What else is happening?
Okay, don't forget, today starts Musica Leon. Well, it already started yesterday, but today they're going to have a different concert because every day is different until Sunday. And today at 5 p.m. at Parque Omar, you can enjoy the music of Aventuras Mágicas, Magic Adventures. So you can enjoy that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can go to their Instagram account and check out what else is during tomorrow and Sunday. Because this is a free event for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice. Very
good.
Nice people.
Well, yeah, it's great when they put that on.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget also Casco Queen. It's going to be, this is the tour, the teatro tour around Casco. And it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. You can get more information at their Instagram account, which is Malamana, Malamana, or at the WhatsApp 67550011. This is a great tour. You're gonna do together with all these actors from Casco Queen. This is very, very nice. You're gonna sing, you're gonna dance, you're gonna walk a lot, and learn a lot about Casco history.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm. And that's all.
Okay, let's do our last day in music, shall we?
Uh-huh. The last one is Roberta Flack.
Oh.
She was also born in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. singer, songwriter, who had the 1972 U.S. number one single, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, 1973 U.S. number one and U.K. number six single, Killing Me Softly with his song.
Drumming my bed, singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. He sang it.
That's it. Oh, Roberta Flack and Killing Me Softly with his song. A little bit of a story to that one, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because, well, composed by, as I said, by Charles Fox with lyrics by Norman Gimbel. The lyrics were written in collaboration with somebody, a lady called Laurie Lieberman, after she was inspired by a performance in late 1971 by Don McLean.
Okay.
See? Yeah. So and that's how it all came about. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realise there's a version by the Fugues, which won a 1997 Grammy for the best R&B performance of a duo with the vocal. It's also been remixed by a guy called Jonathan Peters. I don't have that one. I do have the Fugues one. I don't think I've ever played it.
Mm-hmm.
So I must dig that out one day.
Mm-hmm.
Make a note.
Yes.
Well, you have a look. Keep yourself wrapped up over the weekend and keep well. And what do you got planned?
Well, tomorrow Ian is going to be playing at an event close to his school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but he said we have to go.
Okay. Now you know.
So we'll do that, yeah.
And when's he doing his... is he still doing his canoeing thingy?
Oh, no, because they're in vacations right now.
Ah, okay. When is it? Because when's it taking place? Or has it taken place already?
You mean the race?
Yeah, the Cayuga.
Or the practices.
Well, have they had the race yet?
Yes, they had one.
Oh, they had one.
Uh-huh, but Ian is not, and he doesn't have the age to be part of that group yet, so.
Oh, too old.
Because it's for adults.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was going to say he's too old.
yeah.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself.
You
and
too,
we'll all be back nice and relaxed on Monday, won't we?
Okay, good.
I hope so.
Yes, see you. I have
tell you what, I do like that one. That's Pete Tong there, singing Back to Me, featuring Becky Hill. Recognise there in the background? Sun and Donna Summer, they're in there. Ooh, love to love you, baby. I still love it, though. Take us out of this morning's programme is the Coldplay a remix of their Adventure of a Lifetime. There's Teeth Fall Out. Coldplay and Adventure of a Lifetime. Teeth Fall Out. I'm sure that's what they're singing, you know. I don't think anybody's been able to tell us what they're actually singing. Anyway, that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day and the rest of the weekend. Busy little weekend coming up. So anyway, I want you to have a great time. Big thanks go out this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for our Friday fun facts. There we go. Friday morning fun facts. Thanks to Ingrid for that. Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio. Big thanks to Yasmin. She's feeling a lot better today. That's nice. So that's why she's here with us. So she does all our sort of social media work and production stuff and things like that. I just play music. Smile. So big thanks to Yasmin. The boys and girls at Grupo Grado keep us up and running in the mornings. Big thank you to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, mustn't forget Neil. He's here. I'll get a clip round the ear. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a little more background information for us here on The Breakfast Show. And the Boys and Girls Group of God keep us up and running, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you on Monday, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Hope you have an absolutely wonderful Friday and a weekend. And just keep yourself safe, all right? Remember to say whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. Why? Because on Monday, 7 o'clock in the morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.